Hello, everybody, and welcome. We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for the Chelsea Public Infrastructure Districts Number 1 and 2 this Thursday, March 14th, 2024, at 3:30 p.m. The meeting is being held with the offices of York Howe in South Jordan, Utah. For purposes of the audio recording, let's do a quick roll call. And for those participating in the meeting today, my name is Tom Jolly, and I am district counsel.
My name is Ashley Tedesco. I'm Tom Jolly's assistant.
This is Shelby Clymer with CLA's district accountant.
This is Joe Darger. I'm the district president.
Dallas Buckner. I'm the district secretary.
Ryan Kent, the treasurer and vice chairman.
Great, thank you. It looks like we lost Darcy. So we're just going to follow the agenda that Ashley has put together and posted for us. And the first preliminary action item is consider combined board meeting for Chelsea Public Infrastructure Districts number 1 and 2. For efficiency purposes, I have determined it would be compliant with Utah law and more effective and efficient to combine and conduct the meeting for Chelsea Public Infrastructure Districts 1 and 2 and combine the meetings today. Before proceeding, we'd like to bring the matter before the Board of Trustees for discussion and approval to officially combine the meeting. Are there any questions from the board members that they'd like to discuss on combining these two meetings?
No.
Okay, do we have a motion to approve combining and conducting the special meeting for the Chelsea Public Infrastructure Districts number 1 and 2 today?
Yeah, I make a motion that we combine the districts into 1.
I'll second.
Okay, I think just one clarification. We're not combining the districts. We're just combining the meetings for district number 1 and 2.
I misspoke. I motion that we move the both district meetings into 1 meeting. Okay. for purposes today.
And so we have a motion by Joe Darger. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a second by Dallas Buckner. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. So let's move to our consent items. The board received in its packet the proposed draft minutes of the August 23rd, 2023 board meeting for Chelsea Public Infrastructure District number 1. Hopefully you've had a chance to review those. Do you have any questions?
No questions.
No.
No.
Okay. Do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the August 23rd, 2023 board meeting minutes?
I'll make a motion to adopt the meeting minutes for August 23rd, 2023.
We have a motion by Dallas Buckner for the motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
We have a second by Joe Darger. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's do the same thing for approval of the draft minutes of the Chelsea Public Infrastructure District number 2 board meeting held on August 29th, 2023. The board received a packet. Hopefully you've had a chance to review. Are there any questions about the Chelsea PID number 2 board meeting minutes?
No.
Okay. Do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the August 29th, 2023 board meeting minutes?
Yeah, I move that we approve the minutes for district number 2 held on August 29th.
That's a motion by Ryan Kent. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
We have a second by Joe Darger. All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. So we're going to go to our public hearing discussion and action item, which is consider adoption of a tentative operating capital budget for calendar year 2024 and set a public hearing to take public comment on these. We have the famous Shelby Clymer here today from CLA, who prepared the budgets, and I'll let her take over from here.
Okay, thanks, Tom. For these were both included. Do you want me to run through the District 1 budget with you really quickly? Or did you have a chance to review? Do you have any questions?
I read through it, Shelby, and I'm okay with everything. If everyone else is, we can probably just move through it.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay.
Okay, so if there are no further questions about the 2024 budget for Chelsea Public Infrastructure District number one, do we have a motion to adopt the 2024 tentative budget along with the authority to set a public hearing to take public comment?
Yeah, I move that we adopt a tentative operating and capital budget for 2024 and set a public hearing.
I'll second that motion.
And that was for, just please clarify for the record, that was for Chelsea Public Infrastructure District number one. Is that correct?
Correct, for Chelsea Public Infrastructure District number one.
Great. So we have a motion by Ryan Kent with a second by Joe Darger. All in favor, say aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Shelby, go ahead and move to the second budget for Chelsea PID number two.
Okay, sure. And District 2 is very simple, $0 budget, anticipating no activity, but state statutes still require that we go through that same process. Any questions on that one?
No, easy enough.
Okay. Great. Do we have a motion approving the 2024 tentative budget for Chelsea Public Infrastructure District number two and setting a public hearing to take public comment on the budget?
Sure. I move that we adopt Chelsea Public Infrastructure District number two, the tentative operating and capital budget for 2024, and set a public hearing on the same.
Thank you. That was a motion by Ryan Kent. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
With the second by Dallas Buckner. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Great. Motion passes unanimously. That completes our action items for today. On a non-action item, it wasn't listed here, but Ryan wanted to bring this up just briefly. We know that the board wants to make a change to one of the trustee seats with Dallas eventually resigning and appointing a new board member, trustee member. And I was explaining to Ryan that that process, based on the governing document, that process has to be approved by Cedar City. And I will reach out to the city manager and find out the exact process they want to work through on that, and then get back to the board. And then the city will most likely want to put this as an agenda item on one of their meetings to appoint a new trustee and have a resolution that's signed by the city. And then once that resolution is done with the city, we'll have to have another quick board meeting to approve the new board member, the new trustee. But I will get back to you in the next week on that process. So that's just a little update to the board. I believe we've completed all of our items for today. I think we're ready to entertain a motion to adjourn.
Do we have to have the replacement for the board? Does that have to be approved by Cedar City as well?
We are not going to be able to. We need to have a functioning board. So, resignation letter will be submitted to Cedar City as part of the process to appoint a new board member. And that's just a function of what was agreed to in the governing document.
Okay.
It shouldn't be controversial or complicated. It's just as I was telling Ryan, I believe this is the first PID in Iron County and Cedar City. So we're just going to have to educate them on what process they want to use.
And just to, real quick, Tom, I just want to, publicly say thank you to Dallas. I know it's been a burden on your time somewhat. We really appreciate all of your help and your insight and your diligence. And certainly this isn't something because we're displeased with what Dallas is doing. His services as an engineer, I think, will be much appreciated and will continue. We just felt it was appropriate to bring in a new board member in that capacity.
Yeah, and I think it allows us to utilize him as an engineer of record and disconnected from ongoing management of the board. So it just gives him to be able to stay in his lane, what he does best. So
sounds great. Dallas, freedom.
Hey, Tom, I don't want to interrupt, but I believe that technically the board should set the public hearing for the budget in the same meeting.
Okay, well, let's set. Thank you so much, Shelby. I appreciate you reminding me of that. So let's pick a date and set that public meeting. Shelby, that has to be within 30 days or?
I think, yes. And then the budget needs to be made available in that same 30-day time frame if anybody were to ask for it, which I'm sure nobody will at this point.
Okay, so should we target that for April 14th?
That's hearing? A Sunday. So I don't know if we're all going to want to get together on a Sunday. But
no. 16th, Tuesday, or Monday, the 15th? What works for the board?
Either of those are fine for me.
Does that go too many days?
April 15th is tax day. Let's do the 16th.
Yeah.
Just for good luck.
That's not too many days. If it's 30 days, does that count?
Yeah, I think we have to have the board meeting within that 30-day window. So,
So it's got to be the week of the 8th through the 12th?
Yeah.
Okay. We
could do.
I'm open anytime during that week.
Should we shoot for April 11th?
That works.
And can we do a morning meeting at 10 o'clock?
Sure.
10 o'clock? Okay.
10 o'clock a.m. April 11th.
Yep.
So I guess we might as well make a motion. Do we have a motion to set the public hearing for April 11th, 2024 at 10 a.m.?
Do we assume that Dallas is still on that, Tom, or will that matter?
We'll just need to have another board member if he's resigned by then and appointed.
But so, Cedar City has to have their council meeting to approve it. It doesn't matter to me, but just as far as timing and who we need to invite and what the protocol would be for voting that day.
Well, I don't think we need to address it. We just need to have a full board on that day. Okay. So it'll either be Dallas or somebody else.
Sure. Yeah, I move that we set a meeting for April 11th at 10 a.m.
A public meeting for the budget?
Public meeting for the budget, April 11th at 10 a.m. for Chelsea District Number 1.
That motion was made by Ryan Kent. Do we have a second?
So there's a possibility we may have to have the other board member in place. I probably should just make sure that that will work. I'm texting right now to make sure that 11th works, just as an option in case that happens before then. So
worst case is we could change that. Yeah. Does that?
Yeah, I think that works. I'll second that motion. Sorry about the delay. I just wanted to clarify that.
We have a second by Joe Darger. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Okay, Shelby, did we miss anything?
I think you've got it. Thanks.
Okay, thanks so much, everybody. Do we need a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
So we got a motion to adjourn by Dallas Buckner. Do I have a second?
Sure, I'll second.
Second by Ryan Kent. All in favor say aye. Yes.
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 Aye.
Fantastic. Meeting is adjourned. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.